The River Merchant's Wife, a Letter, by Li Po, translated by Ezra Pound. While my hair was still cut straight across my forehead, I played about the front gate, pulling flowers. You came by on bamboo stilts, playing horse. You walked about my seat, playing with blue plums. And we went on living in the village of Chokan, two small people, without dislike or suspicion. At 14 I married my lord, you. I never laughed, being bashful. Lowering my head, I looked at the wall. Called to 1,000 times, I never looked back. At 15 I stopped scowling. I desired my dust to be mingled with yours, forever and forever and forever. Why should I climb the lookout? At 16 you departed. You went to far Ku To Yen, by the river of swirling eddies, and you have been gone 5 months. The monkeys make sorrowful noise overhead. You dragged your feet when you went out. By the gate now the moss is grown. The different mosses, too deep to clear them away. The leaves fall early this autumn, in wind. The paired butterflies are already yellow with August over the grass in the west garden. They hurt me. I grow older. If you are coming down through the narrows of the river Kyung, please let me know beforehand, and I will come out to meet you, as far as Chofu Sa. A Song of Chang Khan, by Li Po, translated by Witter Binner. My hair had hardly covered my forehead. I was picking flowers, playing by my door, when you, my lover, on a bamboo horse, came trotting in circles and throwing green plums. We lived near together on a lane in Chang Khan, both of us young and happy-hearted. At 14 I became your wife, so bashful that I dared not smile, and I lowered my head towards a dark corner and would not turn to your 1,000 calls. But at 15 I straightened my brows and laughed, learning that no dust could ever seal our love, that even unto death I would await you by my post and would never lose heart in the tower of silent watching. And when I was 16 you left on a long journey through the gorges of Chutong, of rock and the whirling water. And then came the 5th month, more than I could bear, and I tried to hear the monkeys in your lofty far-off sky. Your footprints by our door, where I had watched you go, were hidden, every one of them, under green moss. Your footprints by our door, where I had watched you go, were hidden, every one of them, under green moss, hidden under moss too deep to sweep away. And the first autumn wind added falling leaves, and now, in the 8th month, the yellow butterflies hover 2 by 2 in our west garden grasses. And because all of this, my heart is breaking, and I fear for my bright cheeks lest they fade. Oh, at last, when you return through the 3 pa districts, send a message home ahead. Read by Alan Davis Drake in Cloud Mountain Studios.